Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I am G Money. I am joined by Todd, by Gannon, by Format, by Cynthia, and by Isaac. They are all here tonight. We are talking. We just talked about Wonder Woman. Big deal.
So yeah, we wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah, Todd just, you know, his hatred.
Hey, it wasn't just Todd. We were all trying to tell him he was wrong.
It's like DC finally made a Marvel movie.
Thank you very much. That's it. That's the one.
That was for you, Facebook.
That was for you, Facebook Live.
Send all your hate mail to Todd Bernardi at KukuiProject@facebook.com.
That's right. Speaking of following, you can follow us and like us on Facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation as well. And follow us on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch. And feel free to donate to the podcast at patreon.com/thenerdwatch. Cool, fun rewards right there you decide what you want to give to the show to make
it
better.
An 8x10 glossy of me and Todd hugging with no shirts on.
Wow. That's worth the price
bucks.
Of admission.
And our nipples are touching.
Yes.
Wow. Can you see them touching or no?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Of course.
Okay. I should have known.
Why would you pay $100 if they weren't?
I should have known. All right, gentlemen.
How's your business if you want it greased up?
Lady. How's everybody doing tonight after that Wonder Woman? Everybody recovered?
We all still like each other.
Yeah, okay, it was fun. It was good.
It was good, right?
Good times.
Format's not so hot.
Format's realized that 2 weeks was not long enough.
Yeah. So there was a couple things that we missed.
I know why other guys go on vacation all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did. Now Format realizes why I take a break from the pod.
Yeah.
I need to, like, you know, not be able to come.
Yeah, right.
I thought you were just holding out for more money.
Well, I was, but... You guys called my bluff
the for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the coffers.
Wait, you guys get paid?
Literally ones of dollars.
Like I said, I was holding out for money that wasn't there, so G called my bluff.
Yeah, I did. Well, here's the thing.
You can show up or not. There's no money.
Before I forget, this week in the theaters is a big movie called The Mummy that comes out. Tom Cruise in The Mummy.
That movie's fantastic.
It's the start of Universal Studios or the Universal.
No,
Pictures.
You know what?
Is that the start of the
universe? I'm knocking that movie, but Sophia Boutella, she's like a rising star at this point.
She
because
is.
She's shown up quite a bit lately.
Is she the mummy? No,
she is the mummy.
She is the mummy. She was in Star Trek.
What kind of
Star Trek?
What?
Huh?
No, but in all seriousness.
Did she wear the white face in Star Trek Beyond?
Yes, she did. She actually did. She did.
But she's actually good in Star Trek Beyond.
And I think she also makes out with Charlize Theron
in The Mummy, though.
No, in Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
I'm sure you can.
John Wick of Charlize Theron.
Yes.
I hate calling it that, but that's totally what it looks like. Like
that's
the tone of it and everything else.
I thought Eon Flux was the John Wick of Charlize.
No, that was a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was.
It's Charlize either way, so.
Yeah. And by the way,
if you're a Charlize fan, then sure, you'll probably like that movie. But
I couldn't stand
Eon Flux, the live-action film, because it wasn't like the cartoon at all.
No,
they should get Patty Jenkins to direct
here we go.
Atomic Blonde,
I'm not going to let you get started. Stop it.
Well, it's a Charlize Theron movie.
Such a dork.
Hey, she struck gold last time Charlize Theron.
Yeah, last time they did it.
I actually do wonder, like, if she had the choice of casting Wonder Woman, who she would have picked. I don't think it would have been Charlize
Theron. She never
said? No, I don't
think Nutella lady.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to ask her, because then that'd be basically her saying, it's like, well, yeah, if I had to choose, it wouldn't be Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But she has said that it wouldn't be her, or she has not said
I don't know. I don't think she would.
What are you basing this on? You're basing that she didn't want her.
She's always stated that she's been wanting to do this movie for like 12 years, so it'd be fascinating to find out who she would have pictured.
She didn't want, I mean, Gal Gadot, she was already Wonder Woman.
Yeah, there was
no way that she actually got a say.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what you're basing it on, I see.
Yeah.
So,
but again, it was a passion project. She's been wanting to do it for a long time.
Right.
So I don't know. Like that's the point I'm trying to make. Is like who she would have picked. I haven't seen anything about that yet. I don't know if she would answer that question now, but it would be fascinating to find out who she would have thought of.
I wonder how much. Oh, we're getting off on one.
Yes, we are, Todd. Stop it.
Never
mind.
Never mind.
All right, listen.
Back to center.
Christian Bale as Wonder Woman.
No.
With the British accent.
In a really bad, unconvincing wig.
No.
And then Ares.
Why did you say Ares can be played by Tom Hardy?
Stop it.
There'd be like points where Christian Bale, like,
I won't. The more he tells me not to do it, I want to do it.
When Christian Bale kicks Ares, like, a left testicle pops out.
Why did you say Paulta?
Right. So stupid.
Ew. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. My gosh. Anyway, let's get down to some business. We didn't have a chance to talk about a couple of things. Like I said, The Mummy comes out this Friday, along with another film starring Joel Edgerton called It Comes at Night.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Sorry, I'm a teenager.
Let me tell you, that's not true for me anymore.
Wow.
Not lately.
Wow, do we have to be so disgusting?
Wait, yes.
All right.
We do.
It's a film. It's a, apparently.
I didn't think you could say coming on.
Stop it. It's a horror movie.
What? I'm
with
just
Joel
saying,
Edgerton.
These are your rules.
Okay, no.
Last time you made me spell out D-I-C-K.
Stop it. It arrives at night. All right?
What's the difference?
I can't wait for the sequel. It comes nightly.
All right.
Fortnightly.
What's amazing?
Four scores and 7 years ago, it came.
You have no.
It's a prequel.
Yeah.
The sequels, they're always longer because the monster is getting older, so it can't come all the time.
You
like
guys
it used
have.
To when it was such- it's a teenager.
The last was like, it came.
You guys have. You guys have zero regard for
and
the
we're
fact
starting over.
Zero
and three,
regard.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome everybody back to the Nerdwatch podcast. We're not going to talk about what horror film is coming out this week.
Zero regard for the woman in the room, and then she adds to the fire, which is awesome.
Were you trying to protect
her? I'm the worst of all y'all.
I was
that's
trying
what you
to
know.
Be polite. But anyway.
So yeah, tell us where it's coming.
You're such an ass. You're an absolute ass.
There's your answer.
It's coming this Friday.
It is this Friday.
It's coming this Friday.
Is it going to be at...
Actually, yeah. I think it's coming this Thursday, so it's prematurely coming.
Yeah. Stop it! I'm going to turn this podcast around right now.
Oh, man, it's early.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, but yes, those two, The Mummy and that other film, comes out this Thursday at the Maui Mall Megaplex.
All right. The sequel is going to be about what happens after it comes.
Todd?
It's going to be a child.
Todd, do not make me kick you off the show. You're such an ass. God. Anyway.
Hey, this is Magnum. We're allowed this.
This is what happened.
We're also on Facebook Live, so let's keep it PG-13.
We're on Facebook Live, not the Disney Channel.
That's true. Let's keep it PG-13 for the
Yeah, there's
God.
More coming on the
this
Disney
is pretty
Channel.
PG-13.
Is it? All right.
You can say all this stuff in a PG-13
Okay,
film.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's...
So coming. Chameleon.
Mummy came in my house.
Well played, Swan.
The mum.
Well played, sir. I'm mad I didn't think of that first. I'm really mad I didn't think of that first. Good going,
Swan's
sir.
Been holding on to that.
Man.
You just one-upped us all. Good
oh,
job.
Oh, gosh. Anyway.
You're the pervert.
We should just end the show right now. I don't think it's going to get better than that.
I don't think it's going to get any better.
That's what the name of the show is. Mummy Came Tonight.
Mummy Came in My House is the name of the show.
Mummy Came.
That's the show,
so if you're looking for...
Thanks for joining us.
If you're looking forward to watching Tom Cruise defeat the forces of evil this Thursday, check it out.
So and that's the first of the Universal...
Dark Universe,
thing?
Yes.
Well, Dracula Untold was supposed to be the first.
But they, yeah, that's what I heard.
They retconned that.
Is it
not anymore.
No. Everybody
so
should
we're
watch.
We're going to get another Dracula movie?
Well, because nobody saw Dracula Untold.
You should watch
it.
I've seen
mouth.
It.
Nobody
it's good.
Saw it.
It's good.
It's
you should watch it.
No,
it's not.
Be,
it is. I
it's
liked
better
it.
Than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
They should. Well, it's like the Hulk movie for Iron Man.
Oh, maybe?
You mean the first Hulk movie? The one by Ang Lee?
Well, the
no,
second
it's
one.
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
Norton.
The Incredible Hulk that came out right
the
after
the one where
Iron
it's not
Man.
Stupid and he fights dogs.
Oh, hey, listen.
Gamma dogs!
That's a good movie. I don't care what
no,
anybody
it's
says.
Not. He fights a damn Hulk poodle. That's ridiculous.
You guys are dumb.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
it's
heard
a
of.
It's a great show. Anyway.
That's dumber than Ares having a mustache.
I don't think so.
A porn stash, even.
A porn stash. It was a definite porn stash.
It was a porn stash.
So
no
it was a
that.
Porn riff when she's... Burr, burr,
burr. Yeah, it's... I can't
what
stand.
Song was that?
Yeah, what song was that?
That's
were
the,
you just trying to do Black Cat
that's the
John
ISIS
Jackson?
Theme. I'm telling you.
The
it's
ISIS
theme.
Oh,
here we go. All of a sudden, I'm inappropriate.
You're the same.
It's
Mummy
weird how
came
that works.
In the house.
It's weird.
See, when we cross the line, it's charming. When you cross the line, it's hateful.
I know, right? It's hateful. God forbid those terrorists. Anyway, let's get back to the point here. We didn't talk about a couple of really exciting things happening other than those two movies I just mentioned.
What were they?
Stop It. Okay. No.
There was
a couple of really great DVDs and Blu-rays that came out.
Yes, there was.
There was I'm Not Your Negro that came out.
That is a. By the
I
way,
didn't bring that up for the joke.
No,
relax.
No. That is actually that's a great documentary.
Yeah,
yeah, fantastic documentary.
I'm Not Your Negro. Stop Coming Tonight.
Gosh, Todd, you are. I can't even believe you. I can't.
I can't even believe.
Good times.
Good times.
It's a little warm in here.
Yeah, it is. It's getting a bit warm in here for sure. Todd, you are very inappropriate, sir. You should be removed. All right.
Oh, man.
There is also the digital HD version only of Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson.
Beauty and the Beast came out on Blu-ray today.
Did it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was just looking at
that
at Target today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So you can check that out, too. So we missed a couple of Blu-rays.
Has anyone here seen it? Like, is it worth it? Because I can't.
I wasn't even a fan of the animated film, so I didn't bother with it.
Perfection.
I heard that, I heard that it was good. I've heard it was good. That's what I heard.
Murder, She Wrote hated it.
Oh, Angela Lansbury?
Yeah.
No, just the TV show, Murder, She Wrote. Of course, Angela Lansbury.
My biggest problem is that I don't think, and this is going to be misconstrued because
uh-oh,
it's me.
Here we go.
I don't think Emma Watson is princess material. So, and that's just my personal.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that she doesn't have
do the Cockney accent anymore.
No. That there's not. When I watch her perform, and I've seen some of the movie, not all of it. When I watch her perform, I don't see that. I guess that charisma or that charm. I guess maybe. The younger Emma Watson. She was great in the Harry Potter movies, but the older she gets, I don't see that. I don't see myself connecting.
I think you're projecting a lot of what you're used to seeing her do versus what she's doing.
It is possible, but I think that for the
sometimes
scenes
that I saw, you gotta kind of try your best to forget everything that came before.
You might be right,
Greg.
You might be right. Yeah, thanks.
It's Leviosa.
I'll give it up. There's certain actors it's really hard to do that, but
Macaulay Culkin.
Well, that's a horrible example, but I was going to say Ben Affleck actually.
Cynthia, do you relate to any of the Disney princess?
Or you
personas?
Like Hermione?
This movie is terrible. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie except for the latest one, the Fantastic.
Good for you. Good for you.
I
it means you have a life.
I guess that's questionable.
Well, thanks.
Sorry for me.
Yeah, like what are you trying to say, man?
But I do. I would see them. I just
getting rid of my wand collection.
I don't. I think that I agree with you. I don't think that Emma Watson.
Thank
is
you.
Is a. My sister here wrote she lacks elegance. I'm going to go one step further and say she's kind of butch.
Wow.
If you guys didn't hear her, she said she's kind of butch.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I think that she's, but maybe what I'm trying to say is maybe she's a little too modern feeling, even in her look, take me there into that fantasy like fairy tale land.
Right. You're right. Maybe that's what it is. The elegance is not there. Very well put. That makes perfect sense to me now. Now I don't feel so bad.
Didn't she lobby for that part, or was she like picked?
I think she did lobby for the part, and I think that.
Do you think that that's why she got it then?
They offered up a bunch of princess movies, and she was like, "No, I want to do Beauty and the Beast."
Well, I could see her. I could see that being the one that she would fit the most,
right? Yeah.
Because I mean, technically, she's not a princess.
Right.
I don't think.
To be honest with you, Belle is not a princess.
She's not a princess.
I know, but she does
but
fall under that category,
than my
though.
Mom,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, she does fall under that category.
But I do. That's not to say that I don't like her or anything like that. I think
more Hollywood whitewashing.
I think she's hot. I think she's great.
Hermione.
Speaking of which, did you hear who they're going to cast as Mulan?
Who?
Scarlett Johansson.
Awesome.
Oh, snap.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Just kidding.
So,
just
okay, kidding. So then...
Complete with tungsten steel chopsticks.
Ask all of you guys
that's
this.
That's how you look Asian.
Since we're talking about Disney princesses...
It's Margot Robbie playing.
And this is something you all can probably relate to.
Uh-huh.
Is Princess Leia technically now a Disney princess?
No.
Wow. Okay, that was a quick Isaac.
I say yes. Isaac. I say yes because I want to say yes.
Well, ah, there you go.
Technically, so is Thor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Disney prince.
No, but
Thor's currently
no longer.
A girl.
Oh, Thor's abroad.
Yeah.
Thor's. Yeah.
So yeah, he's in another country. That's what he meant.
The astute observation of James Savani. Yes, that is correct.
Thor's he's abroad. In another Thor's country. Abroad. That's what Todd meant.
Okay, so Isaac, why do you think that she's not a princess?
Okay, well, for starters, by the time Disney got their hands on her, she was already a general.
I would say they made her a general.
Okay.
But either way, she's a general. Disney got their paws on her.
Disney made her a princess. But when she was... I mean, like, she... Like, technically, she... I think of her as royalty. Like, that's the first... One of the first things that they say
that's
about
true.
Her.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So she, so even though so she would be considered a Disney princess,
she's one of the first princesses.
I would take
I grew
it one
with.
Step further. Yeah. Disney,
like her and Buttercup.
Disney did not create her.
Buttercup's
that's
a general now
also
too. And Wonder Woman.
I agree with.
Yeah,
they did not create her. Mm-hmm. They just have ownership of her now. So
they didn't
claim it as. I mean, but then again, you take it one step further. They didn't create half their Disney princesses yeah. either.
They didn't create Cinderella.
There you go. I like that point. That's a valid point.
They didn't create Little
point.
Mermaid. They didn't
that's
create
valid.
Cinderella. Snow White. None of that stuff. So, to be
that's
honest,
fair.
Does Disney
that's
really fair. Have any princesses?
Yes, they do. They
yes.
do. They do.
The I don't know if it's
yeah,
based.
They do. I mean, don't take that away from Disney.
Don't take that away from me.
Don't take it away from me.
Isn't
they got a whole thing at the kingdom?
Isn't Tiana from Princess and the Frog a original Disney creation? Or am I?
I've
wrong
never seen that movie.
I don't think she's original either.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't think
they have any original.
The setting's original, but the Princess and the Frog story is.
I don't know, man. New Orleans is not an original.
That's true. Disney didn't make up New Orleans.
They copied that from the existing New Orleans.
I'm pretty strong
original,
on that.
So. The original Princess and the Frog didn't take
I'm
place.
Pretty sure it's the original Nolans.
It didn't take place in New Orleans. It took place in Europe or
okay.
some fantastic.
Okay,
country.
So.
It took place in princesses and frogs.
Yeah.
Running rampant on the countryside.
Okay.
Like here, it took place in Hawaii.
There you go.
So, well.
That's a valid point.
Moana is not. Is considered a princess, but she isn't. Well, technically she is. She's a. Isn't she would be the...
It depends on if you ask
this.
Moana or if you ask Maui.
But is she,
Maui,
but is
she
an original? Is she an original Disney princess? Mm. It's an interesting... I don't know.
Ooh, do you want to claim that? If you're Disney, do you want to claim that?
As Moana being a princess?
Not your culture?
Disney.
But then again, is Mulan a princess and they don't own Chinese culture?
That's true.
See, this is all a landmine
Disney,
situation.
Wait, what culture does Disney own exactly?
They don't.
Mulan mm-hmm. is not a... I mean,
Moana is not.
No,
this
gamut,
is what happens when you play identity politics with Disney characters. This is what happens.
Well, bring up is Princess Leia a princess with Disney? So
even I think we've established that yes, she is. So moving on.
Yeah, I think Cynthia's got it. Yeah, she definitely is.
But you know, I still side with Isaac on this one because she's a general now. Well,
so
I guess she's dead
Todd
now.
She's still royal. Ganon.
She's a general.
Her
general.
Until that movie comes out, her character is not dead. Only the actress that plays her is dead. That's different.
Well, in theory, Princess Leia doesn't die. Carrie Fisher has,
she
but
never
Princess
dies.
Leia doesn't die.
Okay, so, but just the fact that she's a general, does that mean that she loses her royal status?
I took it to mean that instead of staying in a royal... hierarchy. She's just like, you know what? I want to be in the trenches.
Royalty still serve can still serve on the mm-hmm. lines, you know. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in a galaxy far, far away, it doesn't work that way, though.
To
I don't
you,
know.
Perhaps
I don't know. They don't really explain it, but that's the kind of what my takeaway from it was.
Right. This
she was just like, screw all this. I want to be in the trenches with all these guys.
Right.
That's what I know.
She's not Princess Leia is not Amidala. She's not doing being an attaché to other countries or anything.
No, that's exactly what she was in the first Star Wars movie. She was on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan, and then she got the ship got attacked by Darth Vader, and then she got basically...
Did you not watch the movie?
No. But what I'm saying is that from the beginning...
Star Wars came out in 1977, Greg.
Okay, sorry.
And in the story,
okay.
Princess Leia...
okay.
Because you don't seem to understand what Princess Leia was doing.
Right. No.
So I just want to make sure...
No, but I'm saying is that... as her story progressed and she evolved, that's what happened. She no longer wanted to be that princess.
Right.
And matter of fact, when the movies progressed, she also stopped being English as well. So that was the other thing.
Okay, Pokemon. Don't attack Carrie Fisher for attempting a British accent and then abandoning it. Don't attack her for that. That's Carrie Fisher we're talking about.
That is very true.
I mean,
like a 17-year-old Carrie Fisher.
What was encouraged by whichever director was directing that film? Maybe George Lucas wanted her to speak that way, and then he wasn't directing Empire Strikes Back, so she abandoned that.
I could smell
either
the
that,
salt
or
stitch.
She was just so intimidated by working with all these amazing British actors that she thought she had to do that too.
That's true.
Seriously,
she also was trained in England in acting.
There's that too.
She was 19 when she made Star Wars.
All right. She looked 17. Whatevs.
Yeah,
but she was 17 when she got hired for the part.
So here's the irony. The irony is that you would think that
maybe
that Mark Hamill and Princess Leia would hook up, but apparently it wasn't. It was her and Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah, we've heard this.
That's crazy.
Is this all new to you?
This is kind of new to me. Yeah.
In retrospect, if they made that movie now, I would actually love to see that moment happen, and then they find out they're brother or sister, and then it's a whole scandalous new subplot. It carries on through the story. Like, they just constantly awkwardly look at each other, and they just try to move
maybe
on.
Maybe nobody cares in the galaxy far, far away.
Maybe.
I think I've actually seen that subplot play out on Pornhub.
Run us through that, Todd.
Wasn't it in Splinter of the Mind's Eye where they actually leaned on that?
They actually kind of did
it. Novel?
I remember that novel. That's the one by Alan Dean Foster.
And then they immediately abandoned it because they're like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
They weren't twins. They were stepbrother and sister. Like, they weren't actually related, so it was okay.
Still, they were going to have kids with Webb Feet for sure.
That story was actually a very
webbed
good story.
Webbed force feet, though.
Yeah. All Jedis have webbed feet, dude.
Oh,
wow.
Everybody knows.
Good Lord.
Don't you get... I mean, Yoda obviously has webbed feet.
Obviously. Yeah,
that explains a lot about Yoda now. Yeah. His parents are human.
But he also lived to be 700 or 800.
Again, he's created by humans, so that's what happens.
Wow. All right, well, listen.
We just cracked the code.
We did.
Disney should pay us, really.
Disney should start watching this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think is what they should be watching.
I'm actually sensing a cease and desist email any second.
Any second now?
Tad Stones is already
watching.
Please
stop talking about Star Wars.
Forward us to Tad, if you're watching, can you forward us to Disney's legal department?
Yeah,
just tell them we got some great ideas for the Yoda spinoff film.
Yeah, we do.
And we're
absolutely
just asking, you know, only a ton of money.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Only?
Yeah.
Tell them I'll do the voice of Yoda if Frank Oz is not available.
Give us a little taste of that.
Let's hear it, Gannon.
Huh?
But please give us a little taste of that.
I can just do that. That's all I can do.
do Bane.
You can't do
Yoda.
The backwards speak?
Bane as Yoda?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. It's completely fine. It's completely fine. One thing I
we're gonna work it out.
To. I really want to, but I don't think I can. if I can pull it off later, I'll do it.
I do. Okay,
Nike, it comes, it will.
You're such a stupid idiot. You're such a dork.
That's all I got.
Also,
I'm trying to think of what it would sound like.
before we get to the main course of Twin Peaks tonight, there was the finale of Gotham that we missed, and that was
I read up on it, and I'm very disappointed with the way that show is wrapping
apparently,
up. Well, not wrapping up, but progressing.
Apparently, the online community is actually very excited about it.
Yeah, they're idiots.
So.
They obviously never saw what the mistake Smallville made.
Mm-hmm.
And Gotham's making the same mistake Smallville made.
Mm. Which
they're
is?
Jumping straight
tell
into...
Us.
Oh, you know, like, Smallville that
spoiler
ran for,
alert.
Like, 11 seasons?
Just because something works on a mainstream level doesn't mean it's right.
Oh, you're
anyway.
You're saying, like, oh, because it's on a Kansas farm, it can't work?
It was a terrible show. The second Lana Lang got kung fu powers in a cave from some sort of Indian incantation, the show was done for. Anyway, in the season finale of Gotham, I don't know the full story of how it gets to the ending.
Yes.
But the end of the season... Of this season, is you see a family walking through an alleyway, mother, father, and a son, and they're mugged. Somebody rushes in and saves them this time. Mm-hmm. It's Bruce Wayne, as I'm assuming he's like a younger teenager at this stage. Younger teenager dressed up saves them, and then they show him. I think they show him on a rooftop or something like that.
Yes, on a rooftop.
So he's already basically Batman.
Yes.
And
he's Batboy.
How old is the actor at this point? Because I worked with him in the first season, and he was like a baby. Like, he was young.
I think in the show, they're trying to convey him as like a 14 or 15 year old kid.
Okay.
I think.
First of all, back up. What was it again, Cynthia?
Well, I did Comic-Con with the couple of the cast members from Gotham.
Oh, okay. You see how she buried the lead?
I know. That's what I said. We had a backup. She buried the lead. You work with the actor from Gotham?
See, she's not one to name drop.
Yes, she is. And how was he?
A couple of the actors.
Was he a nice guy?
Sweetest kid. So sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And but a kid, like, really young.
Yeah, he's the same kid. I think he's like 13. I think he's like 14 now.
I think they have him play. I think at this point of the show, they're having him play older.
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Because, yeah, they have him going through, like, angsty older issues.
Right. And then there was the shocking thing with Alfred
Basically, Alfred tells him, like, go find your true north. And then the show ends with him essentially basically being Batman already.
Right.
It's the kind of thing I didn't like in Smallville, that he was already jumping into the Superman role as Clark.
Well, how many seasons have people been waiting?
This is the third season.
Well, the point of Gotham is that it wasn't supposed to be about his story. He was just something that was tangentially around Commissioner Gordon's story. Gotcha.
But you see, the problem is with Gotham is that
they found out that the fans didn't want that. They want the Batman story. So now they're just trying to retrofit.
Rush it.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the second season, they said that they were going to turn it more into a procedural because the Batman myth arc wasn't really working within the story.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I read too.
Right.
I was expecting that, and when the second season started, it was not.
Mr. Freeze is already in the show. The Riddler's already in the show. Hugo Strange is already in the show.
They keep building the Rogues Gallery, and then you need to offset that with the hero, because right now Gotham has no hope. That's the problem.
Well, that's what I'm hoping they don't fall apart with for Krypton.
Yeah, they
told us that was supposed to be a procedural as well.
And yeah,
I'm really doubting that.
I think what hurt Gotham is that it tried to be that show at the start.
Yep.
But at the same time, Arrow started.
Right.
And then Flash spun out of Arrow. And then Legends of Tomorrow came out of that.
Right.
And then Supergirl. So then Gotham is supposed to just be this CSI version of Gotham City.
Right.
But now they have to exist where all these other shows are working because of those things. So now they're trying to bring those elements into their show way too early. And I don't know. To me, the show's kind of suffering for it, because I really liked the first season. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Fish Mooney so much, but first season very well. But now I'm hearing about, like, you know, they're touching on Azrael. You can kind of do that.
Ra's al Ghul is already in it.
Yeah, like, they're bringing all these characters into the story so early, and it's just...
It's an interesting concept.
If it had been established as an alternate retelling of the Gotham story, then that'd be great. But they never said that.
The
initial idea was that this is the story of Commissioner Gordon before it became Commissioner Gordon.
It's fascinating because it would be an interesting retelling, finding out that he grew up with these villains and that's why he's taking them out. That would be cool, I would think.
Yeah, but...
You've got all of these... I mean, if you were going to do a really interesting story, like, you would have to introduce these characters, like relations and friends and stuff, and then you bring in the main villains in season 5 or something or 8. But, like, you would have to organically grow all of these characters through other characters, and you could kind of do it as, like, and I maybe this is a bad example, but like The Walking Dead doesn't always have the same cast.
Right.
And so if you could, like, if you want to start with Penguin, that's good. But like, you can start with all these other ancillary relations to Joker and Riddler. And, you know, and then something happens to these guys. And then you discover the original motivation for Scarecrow. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And I think that was what we were all looking forward to with Gotham. And instead, they're just like, oh, you know, we'll just Edward Nigma is the guy that, you know.
He's Riddler.
He's the medical examiner, you know. Like, you can't, so. Yeah.
And he has a question mark on his mug just to, you know, drive the point home. Right, that's who that is.
And I think that, like, that's kind of where they're missing. And then, like, all of these ancillary characters or relations could be involved in the conspiracy that killed, you know, Wayne's parents.
Right.
Bruce Wayne's parents.
Interesting.
So I mean,
I like that.
You could totally unravel it in that way.
That's actually exactly what I was hoping the show was going to be.
Yeah.
It would have been
Instead, it just became Smallville.
It would have been Gotham's version of Twin Peaks.
For me, I kind of wanted...
Really
who
been
killed
cool.
Wayne's parents?
It really could have been that.
That would have been great.
That's how the first season started. Yeah. I mean, like, everybody seems to maybe know something. Mm-hmm. There's a mystery about it. And Commissioner Gordon's, like, the only guy that's bold enough or brave enough to try and figure it out.
I think
that
it was
cool.
Too early for like, big names.
Yeah.
To come rolling... Like, it would have been really cool if, you know how there's the Rogues Gallery and then there's the Underlings.
Yes.
If you saw their rise, you know, during Commissioner Gordon's heyday.
Yes. That makes sense.
And then after all of that settles down, then comes the big bosses and then Batman has to become a thing.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon became commissioner already, right?
Yeah. He's already
commissioner.
See, like... You could have done this. You could have done something really cool with him as a sergeant for the first 3-4 seasons, and then he gets a promotion. But he doesn't become captain until 5 or 6 seasons in. And I think that the reason that they're rushing it is because they have an end game, and they're like, "Well, we're never going to get to the end game, so we're just going to skip ahead 5 years."
And to be fair to Fox and to fair to the Gotham, the DC guys, maybe there only is enough. 4 or 5 seasons instead of like 8 or 10.
I would disagree.
Oh, God, no, man.
I completely disagree.
Batman's been around for almost 80 years.
No. You guys are misunderstanding me. What they want to accomplish can only be done in 5 seasons instead of 10
but
seasons.
That's you saying that
like
show
they're
is
given
finite.
A timetable?
Yeah.
Right.
But
oh, okay.
Perhaps, for all we know, maybe they were given like, okay, you can only get this many seasons. But if you're the showrunner or the guy that's coming up with the story, you're going with the impression that you're going to have
forever.
However long that you can tell the story.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, we don't know that they were only given so many seasons, but if you're the showrunner coming up with the stories,
right,
you're just thinking like, all right, well, this year I'm going to tell these stories. This year I'm going to tell these stories.
Sure.
This year I'm going to tell these stories. Without any pressure that at the end of the story he becomes Batman.
Right.
Which, again, that's how Smallville was supposed to be. But
and
then
it
he
wasn't.
Essentially becomes Superman without the damn costume.
During
the course of the show. Yeah. And he meets all the characters that he only meets when he's Superman during the show.
Right.
He meets Lois Lane. He meets Perry White. And they all know who he is, and they all know he's... So at a certain point, it's an Elseworlds story, but it didn't start that way.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Gotham is suffering now.
So maybe
because
Gotham...
Some stuff you can get away with. You can potentially do the Court of Owls story without Batman involved, because it's supposed to be something that existed throughout Gotham's history. You just find out about it later. So you can get away with that. You can kind of get away with doing Azrael. But when you've already got Mr. Freeze running around in the suit...
You
already got Riddler running around with his suit. You already got Joker running around with his makeup and stuff like that. It's just Joker doesn't become Joker until Batman.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. That's a very good critique, sir.
You don't want to hold on too tightly to the mythos, but certain things still have to be true.
Sure.
Certain things still need to be held true.
I think they should have started with the street gangs and maybe the mob, and then with all that street level crime, and then there's some kind of conspiracy out there. It all kind of comes together to unravel the mystery of
Wayne's parents'
murder,
right?
And then out of that, you see Bruce Wayne go through like this transformation, and then he leaves to do the League of Shadows
crazy
thing, and then he comes back to be Batman, and then that's when all of the "quote unquote," like super villains.
Well, let's just chalk this up to
really
the fact
all
that
I'm getting out of this is that David Lynch just should have done the Gotham show.
Right. Well, essentially, what it is that this let's chalk this up to the fact that this is another reason why the DC universe is in trouble. This is also Geoff Johns' fault. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Are you
this
sure?
is what happens when you have DC shows that are not part of what's going on with Kreisberg and the CW, because that. Okay, and granted, Flash has kind of fallen off over time, but if they had done the Batman show, it probably would have been a lot better. They would have at least tried to do it the right
way.
The
Berlantiverse is what they're
the
calling it.
The Berlantiverse.
Yeah, the Berlantiverse.
All those shows are kind of falling off lately.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they would have at least held to what's true to those to the character.
Mm-hmm.
They would have played around with it a little bit.
Yeah,
they have, but you know, they would have stuck to the fundamental truths of all of those characters and how they connect up.
Yeah,
he would have at least done that.
The Berlanti versus, I mean, there's always been sort of a soap opera quality within comic books, and I think that the Berlanti versus is really capitalizing on that. And I think that you can't really do that on network primetime television.
Very good point.
I mean, and I think the CW is a good place for it. But, you know, Fox doesn't want to cancel Gotham the way that CBS had to cancel Supergirl, in the way that we just lost Powerless.
I told Alika that was a piece of garbage.
Powerless, it was all right. It wasn't terrible. Mm. I mean,
It was a great premise.
It was an odd duck amongst the flock, though, for sure.
Yeah. It was definitely odd, for sure. Well, speaking of soap operas, the antithesis of a soap opera is what we're here for.
That's the segue. They mentioned David Lynch 7 times, and then,
no,
like...
No, the segue is...
the antithesis of soap opera?
Yeah. That's what we brought Cynthia and Isaac on for, because they are our Twin Peaks... Our Twin Peaks files? Is that what we call you?
Tweakspurts.
Twin Peakers.
Peakers. We call you
Peakers. You know how there's Trekkers? Is it Trekkers or is it Trekkies?
It's Trekkies. No, it's not. Technically, if you are a fan, you're a Trekker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's the difference between Trekkie, Trekker and
Trekkie? Trekkies are... You call people Trekkies that are fair weather fans that really don't... You know, they like the show, but aren't...
So the hardcore people are Trekkers.
Are Trekkers, yeah.
People that are just kind of like, oh, I like the movies. Those are Trekkies.
Yeah, those are Trekkies.
So I'm a Trekkie.
Trekkies or Trekkers Light?
Okay, so would I be a Peaky if I'm just sort of into Twin Peaks?
No, you'd be a Peaker. No, you'd be a Peaky.
So like, you have a tattoo, you're a Peaker.
No, I'm just for example purposes.
Where's your
Twin Peaks?
I mean,
tattoo?
I was a Peaker in high school, but not for the same reason.
He has Madgen on his arm. He has Shelley Johnson.
Oh.
She's upside down, but yeah.
With the gun.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're a Peaker.
Well, like I said, that's what I was doing in high school, but not for the same reason. Twin Peaks didn't come out yet.
Is Peaker when you're really into speed?
No.
Is that something else?
That's a tweaker.
That's a tweaker.
That's how you put the two words together.
So you're a...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there you go. It works.
So if you're a Twin Peaks fan, you're a tweaker.
You're a tweaker.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
I like that, yeah.
Let's see if we can coin that.
So on the Nerdwatch show, we got a couple of tweakers. Let's see what they thought about the person.
You're not comfortable being called that person.
I'm not going to go with that, no.
All right, hashtag tweaker.
I'm here for my weekly fix.
Here for the weekly fix of Twin Peaks. It's our hashtag tweakers. That's pretty awesome.
Ouch.
I got to admit, that's pretty cool. I got to admit. All right, no.
Thanks,
even if
Todd.
I ruin everything.
Once again, thanks, Todd.
He's going to ruin ice cream for
Cynthia's
all of us.
On the show twice, and she's already got the cadence down. Yeah. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, she's already got it down already. All right, so Twin Peaks, Showtime this week. After a fairly big opening for Twin Peaks, 4 episodes worth of stuff. Where are we now? Where does Twin Peaks sit? Where is David Lynch taking us? And what is the journey that we're currently on Twin Peaks this year? Or this season?
This episode?
Yes, this episode. Where are we
really
arcing?
We're broad and we're bringing it down.
Yeah.
It's a lot happened this episode.
Right.
A lot happened.
A lot. Are we talking in the supernatural sense or the David Lynch?
I'm talking across the board. Just how much was introduced in this one episode was kind of, it was intense. Like I had to take notes. Look at my notes.
Wow.
I'm not expecting to say all this, but like that is so much happened.
That was Todd. Todd would expect to say all of it.
He did like 20 pages of BBS.
But hang on a second. Is there 2 pages worth of stuff?
The other one was Wonder Woman.
I did 5 pages.
All right, so your one page is not bad, because he does like thesis on these things. So
well,
you go
I'm
right
just
ahead.
Hitting points here. Like, good. But you also
no, you know
have,
what? Let's
yeah, they both have notes.
We both have
notes. Yeah, wow. I just have notes. Let's say this.
So we should restart the show and just have all right. them.
All right. No, we don't need
No.
Welcome everybody to another. No, just kidding.
Let's just assume that the people who would care have been watching the show.
Yes.
So
let's do.
If Cindy or I make a point, let's just hope that the people who watch Twin Peaks will understand what we're referencing.
Absolutely.
And for those who don't, I'm sure they will not care anyway.
Sure.
So
they won't care. They're just
like
watching because you're
show.
Pretty.
Yes. Yeah.
Essentially, this whole episode is going to be spoiled for me right now because I haven't watched it yet.
All
right. That's
so,
right.
Cover your ears.
That's fine. So,
well, I was my first thing here was that I was going to be like, hey, more Shelley. Hey, how exciting that was for you.
Yep.
Didn't watch it.
Now I'm going to go home and watch it.
And she is as beautiful as ever, if I may say
yes.
so.
Yes.
Oh, I'd say so.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the loveliest humans ever.
Because you got a chance to meet her, right?
I have worked with her several times.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you ever see her daughter's quite the looker, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Love. Well, the fact that I am in love with her, I should not be looking at her daughter. So
her daughter is age appropriate.
22.
Yeah, she's okay.
All right.
It's not like she's 12.
Yeah, but your voice went up a little bit.
She's okay.
Mine
went real high. Well, I wasn't sure how old she was, but I knew she wasn't so young that we have to be worried about it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So where are we this week?
So many different places again. But when if you want to talk about the main thing that happened,
yes.
that Twin Peaks fans would go or should have gone or did apeshit about.
Yeah, that's fine. We can get that out. That's at 4:14. 4:14. Yeah.
About we saw Bob.
No, are you serious?
Bob?
Frank Silva is dead.
Frickin' Bob
is dead. However, they were able to. They had. Evil Cooper look in a mirror, much like, you know, harkening back to that scene in at the end of Twin Peaks when it's him in the mirror and Bob's in the mirror.
Shut up.
He looks in the mirror. Bob, his face and Bob's morph together. And he's like, yep, you're still with me. Good.
Frickin' David Lynch, that bastard.
It was terrifying like it was before. It was great.
Oh my God!
That was the scene. That was the pivotal. That just happened.
David Lynch. He just. Oh my gosh! So now we know that Bob exists in this universe,
and he exists in Evil Coop still.
What the heck, man? Oh, these are okay. To be fair, I will say that these are the things that I hated about the second half of the second season. These are my critiques of the second season. So seeing him back is interesting because I always thought he was a frightening character.
Sure.
I just didn't think he was used well enough in that second season, so I'm excited.
I don't know what you're talking about. That dude is totally huggable.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen Fire Walk With Me? That was a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he was great.
Uncle Bob.
Yeah, I love that movie. But anyway, so what does that mean? For where we're currently in the
universe. It doesn't really touch upon what that means other than he's still in Evil Cooper. And I don't know if that means... Well, obviously, Evil Cooper wasn't sure if Bob was still there. Because
sure.
after he sees the reflection, he's like, good, you're still with me. So we don't know if maybe, you know, Evil Cooper's obviously has more control over his being than, say, Leland Palmer did when Bob was in and out of him.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Man, Bob is really into dudes.
Well, he tried to go for Laura, but she was too strong. She was like, no thanks.
Wasn't it the ring thing? Wasn't there a ring in play that kept him away? I don't recall that much about Firewall, but I remember there was a theory about
that's
the
Lord
ring.
Of the Rings.
Nobody's talking about the
no,
ring.
No, but
the circle
there was a theory about a ring.
And
that,
the
that
same
was
ring that
her.
Dougie had that.
I think that's an apple a day.
Came off of his finger when he was told that he was manufactured in the Black Lodge. Mm-hmm. That's
so
the ring
with
he's
with
referencing.
The symbol?
Yeah.
And it's green? Yeah, I don't really know.
With is this that, ring, I the wed. Remember that from Fire Walk With Me?
Yes.
Wow. And then they go to Mordor and.
Yes, there's a lot of walking.
And they went to.
A lot of walking in Twin Peaks.
So. Stop. So. Here's my thing. Is David Lynch paying a lot of fan service, or is he...
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's what I'm curious about, because you guys do reference Fire Walk With Me and all of these stuff in the past.
He is not pandering to any fan. Okay. David Lynch doesn't give...
Yes.
He's committed to his own vision.
There's no poops given. None.
None.
Not one.
Gotcha.
He has a definite
no
vision.
No poops given.
Hashtag that. Hashtag that right there.
There's no sex given either.
Stop it.
He knows exactly where he wants to go with this. He knows exactly what he wants to do with this.
Right.
He knows exactly where the story's going and what he wants to say.
Yes.
There is no... What he does when he does give the fans some things, mm-hmm. it's great, but it's not done.
He's not overplaying his hand.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay.
I don't think so. No.
So is he? This is going to be such a stupid question because it's David Lynch. Is he giving us a path to where we're supposed to be going at all? Yes. Is there? Oh, there is.
Well,
see,
this is it.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
I give him the benefit of the
doubt. Of course, he is.
I think he absolutely is, and I think you can see it playing out. But there are certain. But there are all these fan theories,
right?
After every show scene,
right?
And I go online.
You read those?
Of course I do. They're hilarious.
I don't read any of those.
Because they're always wrong.
I don't care about anybody else's opinion.
It's not that I care. I just love to see how wrong they are. Like, okay, so in episode one or whatever, one or two, Dr. Jacoby is painting these golden shovels.
Yes.
And we're at all these fan theories like, oh, what's he going to do with these shovels? Oh, what's he going to... Oh, my goodness. That was going to be so great. And the payoff is great, but it's a comedic payoff. It is not a supernatural payoff. Like, and then if the payoff is in this episode, Jacoby has this, like, almost Alex Jones talk show, radio, shortwave radio talk show, and he's shoveling poop. Basically.
Wow. Like,
and he's no longer Dr. Jacoby. He calls himself Dr. Amp.
Dr. Amp. He's no longer obsessed with Hawaii. He is...
Which, can I say that at first I was saddened by that.
I am still saddened
by that.
But now
I have a theory that this man, throughout his life, goes through phases. And in the early 90s, he was going through his Hawaii phase.
He was even married to a Hawaiian lady. Like, I'm really sad that... I'm sad that Jacoby didn't get to retire in Hawaii like he wanted to.
I wanted that, too.
And that this happened to him. But then again, in the Twin Peaks universe, you never really get out,
right?
Do you?
Like, you can be another...
Those good things never
you can be another crazy Alex Jones type.
It's the same in the Nerdwatch universe. You never really get out.
Although I think
Donna
got out.
Oh, my God, what have I done?
Now, Dr. Jacoby is one of the characters that we are very familiar with. Anything else that would be pivotal to this week's show?
So
that
many
would be,
things. That Hence you would, the notes.
Well, I know. What do you think would be pivotal to talk about?
Another huge thing that happened is that we met... Oh, so there's two really great things. I'm going to do this one first. We met Becky. We met Shelley's daughter, Becky.
Becky.
Played by...
I don't know.
For the girl from Mamma Mia? I'm sorry.
Oh, Amanda Seyfried?
Yes.
Okay. Damn, I'm good.
She plays
damn,
Becky.
They don't
give Becky's last name in the respect that we know who her father is.
Yes, yes.
They give Becky's last name her married last name.
Oh.
So we meet her husband, who's a Trans Am driving, long hair, cocaine selling, a la Leo Johnson.
I already like this guy.
And he's a total loser who got shut down by Mike, Bobby Briggs's friend. Yeah, so...
Wow.
He got shut down. He applied for a job and totally got reamed by Mike. Mike was like, your resume's blah, 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 you're terrible, get out of here.
If you don't fix yourself, no one will ever hire you anywhere,
and
ever.
And from Mike, that's a lot, because Mike was
It's neat to see Bobby and Mike now, like what kind of adults they've become. And Bobby, as we've learned in episode 4, is now a police officer.
Yes. Wow. But I have a theory about Bobby that's probably not true, but it's a good one.
Lay it on us.
So, Bobby's probably Becky's father. She probably was Becky Briggs at one point.
This is, you know what's funny about listening to you guys talk about? It's almost as if we need another pod to just do the Twin Peaks stuff. This is insane.
So, I'm going to go on a limb here, and this is totally not going to be true, but it's fun.
Okay.
So in episode 4, we see Bobby crying over Laura when he sees all, you know, Hawk and Andy are there going through the old files. He starts sobbing uncontrollably.
Right.
Blubbering almost.
Okay.
Like.
Kind of embarrassing to watch, actually.
That was a great scene. That was really cool.
It was great. It was wonderful. Like Leland did over Laura.
Laura, right.
Bobby has white hair.
Yeah, but in real life, Dana Ashbrook has white hair.
That's great. they could have dyed it for the show. I'm saying that he's got white hair. He's blubbering over Laura, and
that is kind of evocative of that moment.
His daughter
is
Becky, who is really, really, really pulling a lot of Laura in her character. She's got this angelic innocence mixed with a toxic drug-fueled relationship. Her mom saying things about her like, I can tell there's something really wrong. Like, it's really mirroring Laura.
Wow. Wow. This is.
I think they're planting the seeds of who will die before the season's over.
I agree. Wow. And whether or not that has anything to do with Bobby, I don't know, but I thought it was interesting.
This is
so. Do you think that like at the end of the season it's going to be like Cap Twin Peaks is finished, or you think that they're going to leave it a little open ended so that there
it's
might be
end with Laura Palmer being like, "We'll see you again in 25 years."
I have a feeling.
I'm not going to even try to do it how she said it because it's crazy.
I have a feeling that when
do it as Bane, though.
If I'm not mistaken, when
we'll see you again.
Stop it.
25 years.
Stop it. I have a feeling the
maybe
way
I better permission today.
The way David Lynch works is the same way he worked 25 years ago. I think that when he made the first season, he never. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think he expected it to go on that go beyond that. I think that he wanted to finish it in the first season. Laura Palmer and the and finding
why
out.
Why leave it hanging for a second?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that in the middle of all of this, they said, "Listen, can you hang on?"
I don't think so.
I have
think
David Lynch is a very he knows his vision. That's why, and I think and that's why he left during the
I'm
second
sure
half
he
of the season
it out to be a TV
of second
series, like
season
TV series, and was just frustrated with how. Network wanted him. Well, it was dictating.
True,
his moves.
I guess that could be it as well.
Because that show fell off the minute that they, like the second they revealed Laura Palmer's.
It does,
how dare you?
It does, but then it picks up again. But
it does
six to the last episode on it picks
right.
up
right, and then David, you know, he left the show and then
curious,
came back.
Though, like,
he did to do a movie, yeah. But at the same time, I really to answer your question or your question, if
whoever
for whoever's question,
yeah, whatever man is here.
I think it was my question.
If I. Think it's gonna.
That's a good question.
If it's gonna leave off or if it's gonna answer, it's David Lynch. You're never gonna have all the answers.
And that is a fair statement.
And again, like the whole 25 years thing.
Yeah.
She says that at the end of the.
She
last,
does.
Or the second season.
She does.
There was never any promise he was actually gonna do that. It just happened to kind of work out that way.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe he continue. Maybe he won't.
Right.
But I do think he. There was a lesson learned with how they finished off the last
yes,
season.
Yes, agreed.
That there'll at least be a conclusive resolution to that season. Not to the story, but to that season.
Season. That's
I'm
what
sure
I was saying.
He is at least. But then again.
He's not looking at this as a season either. He's looking at this as a 18-part movie.
Yeah.
Right. And that's that's why I'm with. That's why I thought that the first Twin Peaks season was going to be like that, because that's exactly what I thought of the first season. He thought of it as 24 episodes or 23 episodes.
The first season is seven episodes.
So I make the same mistake.
Oh, excuse me.
It's
seven and then it's 13 or
and
something,
22.
Right?
And
22.
So really, sometimes I make the mistake of thinking that the first episode ends somewhere where the actual second season is in the middle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not
that
quite,
does make sense.
It doesn't work quite that way.
Boy, that is weird that I would think that. Because I think maybe it's because of the pilot and how long that was, and that was such a great pilot for that for that show. Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm also operating under the assumption you actually haven't watched any of this. You've just been winging it the whole time.
No, I haven't.
Well, he's been doing very well.
I haven't.
Doing great.
I haven't watched this. I haven't watched the new.
He
Twin
does
Peaks
that
yet.
With every show.
That's what
though.
I'm saying. Like it's really hard
this
to tell
was
if he's
the same
actually
way with American
it.
Gods, and before that, it was
well let
that
me
moment when this actress does that one thing. It's very pivotal
when,
to how the
when,
story resolves.
When,
you're like, damn, G, you are on it.
Well, when you're the host of a show,
he
you
watches
have to,
all the shows.
You know,
where does he have the time?
Where does he find the time?
He's just up here tap dancing.
That's right. That's exactly what you got to do. So anyway, before we get off of Twin Peaks, anything else that we need to know about or be it, or
well,
should we be looking
another,
out for? Anything we should be looking out
well, there's
for?
There's another nerdy kind of a little thing in Twin Peaks, a little tiny thing that they threw in there. Mm-hmm. One of the characters, who you don't really know who he is, but in the credits, he's credited as Richard Horn. So is he Audrey's son? Is he Jerry's
son? Has Sherman Finn showed up yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So you don't know who he is, and he's absolutely terrifying and horrible.
Okay.
The scene is terrifying. He hands off a cigarette pack to a police officer, and that cigarette pack is filled with money, but the cigarette pack itself is that brand that was
Morally.
Smoked in the
Morally.
X-Files.
Oh, mother what?
Yeah.
Mother of what?
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 Yeah. Wow, that's pretty
cool. So that's pretty great.
The cigarette smoking man? No way.
That's
awesome. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about, the X-Files.
Do you know what that means? Wonder Woman was a good movie.
I guess that's what it means.
It all makes sense now.
So, and with that, is there any things that stick out to you guys that may not be?
I have a better question. Is Shelley in the diner in this episode?
Stop it.
She is.
Oh, I'm watching that before I go to bed. She
absolutely is.
I just want to know if there's a little anything between you two, our Twin Peaks experts or our tweakers.
No! We're not tweakers.
I'm sorry
I said it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm regretting it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't expect to get this much mileage.
I'm kind of sorry I set you up to say that.
Is there anything that is in this show that someone would take for granted that they should be paying attention to?
Everything.
The show.
That's true.
I have some notes.
Go ahead, Isaac.
Observations. I'll try and go through these quickly.
Yeah, please
and to
do.
The point,
yes.
And assuming that whoever cares is watching the show Twin Peaks and knows what I'm talking about when I say these things.
Be succinct.
These things jumped out to me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. At the autopsy, you guys know what I'm talking about. Dougie's wedding ring was found in the stomach of the decapitated body. What's up with that?
Which is probably Major Briggs.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm talking about.
Okay. I know the fans call him Dougie, but he's not Dougie. He is Good Cooper. I like to refer to him as Amnesia Cooper. In Dougie's body, Amnesia Cooper cries when he looks at Sonny Jim in the car. Why? My prediction is that Sonny Jim is going to die, and he can see that.
I have a different theory.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is good. All right. Go
Amnesia
ahead.
Cooper only speaks when he's repeating things that other people said, like a parrot. His first line of dialogue that is originally his thoughts is the sentence, "He's lying."
And who's he saying it to?
He's saying it to Tom Sizemore. By the way, three actors appeared in this episode that are new to the Twin Peaks cast. That's Tom Sizemore, James Belushi, and ladies and gentlemen, we officially have a Ghostbuster. Ernie Hudson is in Twin Peaks.
What?
And
you mean the James Belushi as in the man who was in the Twin Peaks ripoff, the Wild Palms?
Yes, sir. One and same.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Screw you. Just kidding.
Whatever.
And finally,
notes too.
Finally, I just want to point out this one last part. It doesn't really bring any sort of insight. I just like the lines. At the end, the scene where Evil Cooper makes his phone call, he's like, "Who should I call?" I love this line. "Should I call Mr. Strawberry?" Is that a real guy, or is he just being weird?
Well, he did it. He said it, and then the guy, the police chief, starts sweating.
Right.
Like, "Oh, Mr. Strawberry."
And then when he makes his phone call, what does he see on the phone? He says the line, "The cow jumped over the moon." Love you, David Lynch.
Wow.
Those are my notes.
Frickin' David Lynch. Twin Peaks, you can see it.
It's obviously Daryl Strawberry.
Right, somebody needed their Coke fix. That's what it was.
How dare you? He's an all-star.
Twin Peaks on Showtime. We will have analysis again. I really enjoy having Isaac and Cynthia on talking about this, about Twin Peaks. It's fun to talk about this show with them. I will catch up, hopefully, by the time we speak next.
That's what you said last week.
I know. Watching Wild Palms.
I got to finish Wild Palms first, and then I'll move on to
apparently
the third season of Twin Peaks.
Apparently there's connective tissue between the two shows now.
Apparently there is now.
So X-Files, Wild Palms, and Twin Peaks are all connected.
Yeah, they're all connected now. All right, let me get on watching all of
X-Files. David Duchovny's in Twin Peaks too.
Yes, and he was he's
so that means it is all connected.
Of course.
Okay.
So Mulder was Mulder's.
That's actually Mulder in drag in the show.
Okay, wait a minute. What if
that makes sense?
What if, just for total giggles, what if Twin Peaks is part of the X-Files universe?
Didn't I just
or
say
vice
that?
Versa? As in Chris Carter, David Lynch
you
got together.
Exactly say that, I
said that.
First of all, it was. I'm
well,
trying
it
to make
to be
it
if
my
the
brilliant idea.
Exist in
it's
both
not.
Universes.
I mean, a lot of people have been saying that Twin Peaks kind of inspired the X-Files. Like, if that. Twin Peaks hadn't gone away, X-Files probably never would have worked.
Interesting.
X-Files started in 94, like right after Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's pretty safe to say that had there been no Twin Peaks, there would be no X-Files.
No, but Chris Carter said that the X-Files was inspired by Kolchak the Night Stalker.
I love Kolchak the Night Stalker. Great stuff.
And Twin Peaks a little bit.
And Twin Peaks. I'm sure there's a collection of things that influenced him.
We should look for Kolchak
the Night
Stalker stuff.
He looked at what you can get away with on television.
And Twin Peaks.
Yeah, maybe we should. Definitely should. Your analysis of Twin Peaks is fantastic. Thank you guys for giving us that, and I will be, I will try and be more prepared next week when we do this again. which I hope you guys don't mind coming again. I want you guys to come until the third season is over.
Maybe even nightly.
Stop it.
That would be lovely. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that. Thanks for that wish.
But yes, I love having you guys on.
What if your Nerdwatch fans go, when are they going to stop talking about this awful Twin Peaks show I don't care about?
We don't have any fans.
That's the thing. Is that Todd's right? We have no
fans. I think
there's
a few more fans for Twin Peaks than there are for our show.
Yeah, and if that means I have to maybe do an extra pod with you guys just to talk about Twin Peaks, I'm down because I enjoy listening to your guys' theories and listening to you guys. And so then, I like it a lot.
It's what I wish Greg would let us do for the regular show.
I'm ready when he's ready.
But he keeps cutting us off and letting Todd say stuff.
All right, so
we never get to finish anything.
So we need to sit closer to him.
The third show will be Nerdwatch Tweakers.
Nerdwatch Tweakers. That's
it. And then
the Nerdwatch
Wrestling Show.
The Nerdwatch Tweakers come nightly.
And then next time.
I had another sequel for that film, by the way.
No. No.
It's a good one, too.
I know it is. I
Wait, if you do really say it, though, say it like Bane.
No. Okay.
It comes at night on your back.
Oh my god! There I can't have no control. And then next time, I'm putting Cynthia right here, just because I think she should be the eye candy, not you. And I think people will watch the show.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, I
agree.
You're still going to let us show up, though, right? Yeah. Or is this just a...
I think that...
Yeah, just right. Thing. Just me and Cynthia just going to... You guys just... You know, if you guys want to come...
I was going to say, do you just want us to leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
We could.
I'm going to tell you right now, you don't got a shot with her.
No.
I already had 2 weeks off.
Don't worry. Here. We would never leave you alone.
Yeah. Don't worry.
It's all right. My husband's watching.
Yeah, her husband's watching. listen, thanks, guys, so much. We appreciate it. Be back next week if you can. It would be great. And then we'll talk more about Twin Peaks. Format, before we do go, anything because you've been gone for a couple weeks, any games or anything we should be paying attention to? Other than Injustice, obviously.
Yeah, Injustice is good. I got into a beta for a card game called Eternal. It plays a lot like Hearthstone. Mm. In the most recent patch, they added like all these sound bites to the cards when you play them. So now it's noisy as hell.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a good game. It plays like Hearthstone, but it has a lot of the AI feel of playing like a Magic the Gathering game.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a lot more strategy involved.
And, of course, I'm assuming you can buy cards in the whole nine, right?
Actually, no. You can't buy individual cards.
Oh, okay.
You have to... There's a long... Well, I guess you can, but there's a long, convoluted way to get it. Mm. You have to buy things that let you unlock other things, that let you break it down to become new stuff to create the ones you want.
Gotcha.
Which, by the end of... I don't know, like $50. You have one card, It's kind of pointless.
Right,
just grind it out.
It's what you call the mobile experience.
Again.
Yeah, spending all that money. Injustice, I know, came out. Red Hood is available for Xbox.
I don't think
early.
It's available yet.
It's available for Xbox early. Apparently, from what I understand.
Yeah, I know there's Xbox. I knew there was a new patch that fixed some problems.
Yeah, fixed some issues with the fighting and stuff like that.
I hope it was like the hitboxes.
Yeah, I think that was part of it.
That was part of it.
The hitboxes, when we first got to play, like Ganon's copy, oh my goodness.
There is a big problem, though, and I don't know if it's just mine or if it's the patch, but if you play Poison Ivy and you use her Datura hammers, you can't move unless somebody hits you. You can't.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Super weird.
See if
try it on your version.
They opened up the remaining boxes for the remaining DLC fighters.
Oh, yes.
Nice. So you get to see their silhouettes a little bit.
Nice.
Wade's definitely one of them.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I think
so sweet.
Azrael's one of them, too, looks like.
So sweet.
Yeah, I really hope they fix the hitboxes.
I think
because
it
I
was.
Know.
Because I read a list for the fixes. I think that was
playing,
one.
Playing, oh, man. Like, I'm good, but my combos should not, like, keep going like that. That's. It's not
Injustice 2, you can check that out. We love that game.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
If you play, I forget the name of it. Oh, you know what? Actually, it might be over by now, but there was a campaign to get the Wonder Woman movie skin.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I think it is technically over. I tried.
Oh, that was a pain.
It's
man.
A total pain in the butt. I got the pants.
Get
I got her pants.
Cheetah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got Wonder Woman's epic pants.
She doesn't have pants in the movie.
Yeah, but in this one she does, and I got her epic pants.
Okay, then you're not talking about the same thing. She doesn't have pants in the movie.
No, I'm talking about the Injustice. There's apparently there's battle pants. Skirt. It's a maybe, battle skirt or whatever.
I'm talking about the movie-specific gear.
Maybe you got her boots because they're all the way up
I will show you what I got. I will show it to you. I will send you a picture of it.
You don't know
is it tights? Yeah, it's probably tights.
It's possibly tights,
if it's tights, then it's not the movie skirt.
It's tights.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway,
I think you're dumb.
This weekend.
Oh, that would be a great skin if you gave her the fedora and the
nice
and the glasses.
Nice. Oh yeah, that'd be kind of cool. This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can check out The Mummy or that other movie this weekend.
Which one, Craig?
No, I'm not talking about it. But either way, we will try and
it arrives at night.
We will try.
It arrives. I thought it comes.
No, nightly. That's the sequel. It arrives nightly.
We will do our best to discuss one of those two movies.
It arrives early.
So I know that Gannon will probably watch the other movie. I'll try and watch The Mummy. So whatever you guys want to do or can do, we'd love for you to watch it so we can discuss. Okay. And then Twin Peaks, of course, next week as well.
Tom Cruise movie.
I didn't even watch all the other Mummy movies. I don't think I can sit through this new one.
Brendan Fraser.
And I don't hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but Brendan Fraser's he's a stud. You only need to watch the first two movies.
Is he in it?
No.
Have you seen him recently?
Then what's the point?
That dude's fallen on hard times.
Yeah, he is.
Tom Cruise.
So what happens when
it's just going to be a lot of him running back and forth.
That's what happens when you do a movie called Furry Vengeance, and it's not porn. Anyway, we are out of time. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking
movie
about.
Now, the porn version of Furry Vengeance. And the...
It's called It Comes Nightly.
Stop it! mine was cute. Yours is just lewd.
No,
I'm
milk that joke for everything.
We're out of time. Have a wonderful evening.
I really can't take it that far.
It's getting really late.
He's
I'm sure we
milk that come
we,
nightly.
We're gonna go.
Is that too far?
Oh,
is that too far?
My gosh. Are you serious? 105:30. I got to remember 105:30. So I am G Money. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NerdWatch. Please follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation.
Please
follow
come
us
back
on
next
YouTube
week.
At NerdWatch Nation. You can also follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch and donate to the podcast at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. So for Todd, for Gannon, for Format, for Cynthia, and for Isaac, the tweakers thing is sticking, I think. I like that.
Right.
Think of a better name next week, and then we'll see what we can
think of 100 better names.
Okay, good. Do that. All right. We're out of time. IMG Money. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, Facebook Live, YouTube, Akaku, Aloha.